This is the Student Leadership News Podcast.
Hello and welcome to podcast episode 103 of the Student Leadership News. I am Jared.
And I am Levi.
And you may be wondering, who are these guys? I don't recognize their voices.
Yeah.
That is because we are new to the team. We have been traveling around this year doing leadership conferences, and we have been absolutely loving it. And Levi and I were student leaders last year. So we wanted to break the ice and let you guys in on a bit about us with a segment we like to call...
3, 2, 1.
Top 3.
That is right. We're doing top 3. And so for this segment, how it's going to work is we are going to do fruit edition.
Oh.
So we're going to know, Levi, what are your top 3 favorite fruits?
My top 3
sparks some controversy.
Fruits. Number 1, we are going to go with mulberry.
Mulberry?
Yeah.
That is a wild card.
No way.
What are you, like a middle-aged, no, like an 80-year-old man?
No. I'm telling you, okay. Mulberry straight off the tree go different. They are like, insane.
Do you put it on pancakes or something?
No, you just eat it straight off the tree.
Straight off the tree.
Yeah, and it stains your fingers and it's excellent.
You're a different animal.
No,
that's just
excellent.
Wow.
All right, that's my number one. What's your number one?
Stains your hands.
Yeah, it's so
Do you
good.
Want that? You'll be like purple everywhere.
Oh, yeah, no, you don't really want it, but it's fine.
Yeah, okay. Mulberry. Look, for the sake of not sounding basic,
yep,
I'm going to have to say mango. Look, okay, call me basic.
No, mango is good.
But on a hot summer's day,
mm-hmm.
when you crack that thing open,
yep.
You slice it up into little cubes. You don't eat the skin. If you eat the skin, you're a menace. You're a menace to society. You don't chomp onto it. You slice it nicely, and you have those juicy good bits, and it's yep. like one of those really sweet kinds. I couldn't name the kind of mango.
It goes different.
Not the big ones, because the big ones are a bit sour, but the yep. small ones that are so sweet, even though it's small, it's quality.
I have to agree with you there.
All right, what's your number two, Levi?
Number 2 is going to have to be rock melon.
Rock melon?
Yes.
These are wild answers.
Rock melon is so good.
Rock melon is one of the most bland fruits out there.
No way. If you get a good one, like that's juicy, it's got flavor, you can't beat
it. Oh, if it has flavor. See, you just
said
it.
No.
If it has flavor.
The good ones have so much flavor and juice. It's just...
So that's conditional. We're talking about fruits as a whole.
Yeah, a good rock melon, just nothing beats it. Absolutely nothing beats it.
I feel like every time I've had rock melon at a buffet, it's been one of those things where it's like, oh, it's a fruit, I should eat it. And I eat it, and I'm like, this is really
good. Yeah, because it's from a buffet. You got to get like the whole rock melons and cut them up, and oh, it's good.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's not my number two.
Okay.
But I think my number two is going to have to be watermelon.
Yeah.
Watermelon. And look, I know, you're going, watermelon, that's like, you're just eating, like, water. It's got nothing to it. It's just like a, most people think it's a B-level sort of fruit.
But no.
But it's so underrated.
Yep.
On a hot summer's day, if you want some good hydration, there is nothing better than smashing down a whole half of a watermelon.
Why drink water when you can eat watermelon?
Yeah. And it's just a good crisp one where you bite into it. It's like as crisp as an apple. That is my jam.
Yep. That's good. Number 3, Jared.
Yes.
Number 3, just by themselves, like, they're good.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm going to have to pick two.
Oh, can we do that?
Yeah. Tied third.
All right. We'll give it to you.
Strawberries.
Oh.
Just because you can have them with chocolate and nothing beats it.
Yeah, that's valid.
Right. But
chocolate-coated strawberries.
Tied third would have to be cherries.
Oh.
Oh my. I can sit down, you know, be watching a bit of test cricket.
But... Ooh,
and eat,
okay.
eat a whole bag of cherries.
But how do you feel about the pips or the seeds in the middle?
It's fine. You just spit them into a bowl.
Yeah, but now you've got this big bowl of your salivated little red pips in a bowl.
That's
like,
fair
that
enough. But
you?
I think the flavor of the cherry outdoes
yeah.
the hassle of having to get
What's
rid
your
of
opinion of cherry ripe?
I am a fan of cherry ripe, but it doesn't display the cherry flavor exactly. Mm. I think the cherry flavor and the cherry ripe flavor is a little bit different.
Yeah, because the other day on tour, you gave up your cherry ripes happily.
Yeah, so no, that's fair enough.
This is news to me. This is news
no,
to me.
No, cherries are really good.
Okay, there we go. Well, I'm going to have to say my top three, and this one is because we were in New Zealand not that long ago, and not on its own. It's better in drinks.
Okay.
But it's just so good in drinks
mm-hmm.
that it has to be my third favorite fruit. What is it? It's a feijoa.
Never had one.
What do you mean?
I never had one.
We had one together, didn't we?
No.
Oh my gosh. I'm gonna go get one. I'm gonna fly to New Zealand
now,
buy you one, just so you can have it. Like, I had it on its own and it was good.
Okay.
But when you have it in, like, it's a feijoa and pear drink, is next level.
Pears.
In kombucha, pears the food. Best flavor ever.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I love feijoa. It was a revelation.
Yeah.
That's wow. I'm moving to New Zealand just for feijoa. What news do you have for us, Levi? Let's kick it off.
So I was, flicking through Instagram, looking for some news on what student leaders are doing in Australia and New Zealand. And I came across this amazing post from Northside Christian College.
Ooh.
And what they did was they had a bake sale, right? But they didn't just have any regular old bake sale. They got the Consul General for Australia.
That sounds like a really
cool title. General. Yeah. So what they are is they're the ambassador for Australia.
Gotcha.
In different countries.
Yeah.
And this ambassador is the ambassador in Kiribati.
Wow.
Now, Kiribati is east of Papua New Guinea.
Righto.
So yep. Northeast of Australia.
Like in some of those islands.
Yeah. It's a
north
region.
North of Fiji?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
And
I see it.
It's a region of islands. And what Northside did was they had a bake sale. They got the Consul General in.
Wow.
They were working together and they raised funds and they got some resource kits, which they purchased with these funds that they raised. And what the resource kits had in them was soccer balls, volleyballs, and books. So they could donate these to the Consul General.
Yeah.
And he would go back to Kiribati and hand deliver them.
Crazy.
To remote islands.
That's so good.
And preschools on these islands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. And I love that school's not just thinking about things they can do in their school, which is super important, but they found something that made a massive difference in a country, a completely different country. I mean, I didn't even know the name of these islands until you said them to me now. And so that shows that these schools are really thinking outside the box.
Yeah.
And that's really cool. The student leadership news that I had was Shave for a Cure that's been happening this March. And so Shave for a Cure is basically a fundraiser done in alignment with the Leukemia Foundation. And it's called World's Greatest Shave. So students will either shave their head, they'll dye their hair, or they'll cut
their
hair. And essentially, it's a statement and a fundraiser for those struggling with blood cancer. And this school, which was St. John's Anglican College in Brisbane, raised $14,000 with their fundraiser.
Wow.
I mean, it was pretty incredible.
That
what they
is
did.
An astronomical tally.
Yes.
That's wild.
And the Leukemia Foundation, when we looked it up, it says that blood cancer is Australia's hidden cancer crisis. There are 140,000 families facing blood cancer right now, and it takes the lives of 16 Australians every day. So this is a really serious issue.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that school raised so much money that would not only go to support those families, but would go to the best research minds in Australia and for those who did it in New Zealand to eradicate the blood cancer casualties by 2035 is the ultimate goal. And for me, that is something with an amazing purpose, an amazing goal. And a fundraiser, that's a bit of fun. I mean, I know if my mate was shaving his head, he's going to look like Eminem.
I would get involved. I'd be there. I'd be up the front row cheering like, yes, come on.
Because it's fun and it's something a little different, but it really makes a massive difference. So maybe for you, the listener, you could do the World's Greatest Shave, or you could do something different at your school to just raise funds for an initiative like that that makes such a big difference. Yeah.
Let's play a game.
Okay. A quick little game.
Yeah, a quick little, you know.
Because we love games. Yep, and right. Then stick around to the end because we've got some good stories. And so let's start off with this game. It's called Hot and Cold Word Edition.
Right.
And how this is going to work is just like when you're a kid and you're running around the house and you're trying to find something and people go warmer, 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 hot, hot, red hot.
Yeah,
when you're
yeah,
really
yeah.
close, I'm going to be doing that with a word. So I'm going to have a word. The audience is going to hear it. Levi is not going to know it.
All right.
And we're going to see if he
can guess
it.
I'm going to take my headphones off then. All right.
Take them off. Close those ears. Here we go. The word is pencil. All right, Levi. Put those headphones back in. Unblock right. those ears. Wonderful.
I'm back.
The audience knows what it is. So the audience let's knows. Kick it off.
This is going to be very embarrassing.
Yeah. Yeah. It will be.
Alrighty. Our first word is going to be wood.
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 You are starting off hot.
No way.
You are like, damn. A hot summer's day.
We are in. Like, let's go. All right.
I could sunbake. I could get a tan from that.
Wood. So are we talking like a specific kind of wood or something different? All right, let's go with a pine tree.
Okay, I feel like you got a little colder.
A little colder, yep, that's
like,
right.
But like, I don't actually know, so you're still at the same temperature.
Interesting. Okay, wood. What could go with wood? Let's go a table.
Okay. You're still warm, like, right. But I feel like wood was hotter.
Really?
Yeah, it was pretty hot. It was red hot.
Okay, let's go a hammer.
Okay, I like it. You're on a good trajectory. That's hot.
Okay, let's go builder.
Yeah, hot as well.
Hot. Okay.
Like
builder, wood, hammer. It's all in this one category, but yep. Is your word in this category? That's the question.
Is it?
Okay, well, let's go with tape measure.
Okay, you're getting colder, but okay. You're still on the right track. Like,
yeah,
you're still
yeah, fair,
hot.
fair. All right, what about drill?
Just, like, same temperature. Like, just keep going. Just keep
naming.
Okay.
Screwdriver.
Okay, warmer, but
a nail. Way.
Oh, yes.
A screw?
Still, like, I don't know. You're getting pretty lukewarm, but still warm.
Let's go. What about, like, a floor?
Okay, you're getting colder.
Colder.
Yeah.
Damn it.
You were on a good trajectory. You were guessing them rapid fire. Thought you were going to get there, and then you said floor.
Okay, so let's go back to the hammer.
Give us a quick guess.
Come on. I don't know.
What is it, Levi?
Oh, I don't know, Jared. What is it?
It is a pencil.
Oh, my.
A pencil.
No way.
It was right there. You said wood, and I was like red hot. And then you went utensils, and you were naming yes. all these, like, tools
I
that you
I was in
use.
The right category.
A builder uses
they
a pencil.
They use that big pencil.
The big,
like,
chunky
yeah,
wood
yeah,
pencil.
Yeah,
I was like he's going to get it. And
the
then
rectangle one.
You went for floor. Hey, that's all right.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
The LTIP. Best leadership tip.
That is right. Our best leadership
our
tip.
Best leadership
I'm loving these transitions.
Tip, Jared.
Yes.
You're all over the transitions, Jared.
I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying it. I've got the whole touch.
So our best leadership tip, I think you should get us started, Jared. So what is your BLT for us?
Yeah, my best leadership tip is this. I was a student leader last year when I was at school. And I was part of this pretty big leadership team. There was about 30 of us and there was six of us captains. And I think in a sense, I was trying to prove myself as a leader, prove how good of a leader I could be. And that is where my own ego and my own pride got in the way. And I firmly believe that ego divides connection. But humility is what connects us.
Yeah.
And when as a leader, you can humble yourself and care more about the people that you're leading than making yourself look good, you will do so much better as a leader. And it was a lesson I probably learned the hard way. And I look back and I think that sometimes I was too focused on projects. I was too focused on what we were running that I missed great opportunities to connect with my leadership team and connect with my school.
Yeah.
And I think that's a really big lesson, and probably my best leadership tip, is to show that you care about people and not the things that you're running, and to really focus on that connection and not let your ego get in the way.
Yeah, definitely. Last year, in my final year, year 12, I didn't have a badge. I didn't have a title as a leader, but I was in leadership groups, and in my group, when you're talking about humility, like not letting yourself get in the way, sometimes when you do get a badge, you do feel like, you know, like everyone's going to listen to me now because I've got the badge, like I'm in control.
Instant authority.
But actually, I wasn't in a position of control, but when someone did have a badge and they let us put forward ideas and contribute to the meetings, I actually felt like, yeah, I'm involved here. Like I want to keep putting in ideas and contributing. So being a humble leader, like you were saying, is really good. And I just want to add on to that. When you are in a leadership position, not just delegating roles and jobs you don't want to do, but actually getting your hands dirty and doing jobs that you might think isn't fun, is bit lame, like it's on the boring side, but actually doing that and leading from the front.
Yeah, wow.
Not in a bossy way.
Yeah.
But being a really good example and setting that standard that I'm actually going to get my hands dirty and I'm going to do the jobs that no one else wants to do.
Yeah, and that's so good because as a leader, it's so important to know why you're doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
And leaders who don't really care about their school and that are just there for the fun, you'll only go so far. You can run some fun events, but if you want to make a real difference in your school, you want to really lead the people, I think it's so important that you're okay with doing stuff where it is a little bit of boring.
Yeah.
It does take a little bit of work. And that doesn't mean that that has to be lame. It doesn't mean that you have to drag your feet when you're doing that. You can actually really enjoy those things. And I think when you have your reason behind it, those things aren't such a drag and you actually know why you're doing it and you can really enjoy it along the way. And having good leaders around you to push you along and encouraging them to do the hard things, you can do it together.
Yeah.
And I think that's how you can be making a big difference in your school. So that was our best leadership tip from our leadership experience. We've had a bit of fun here. We've played some games.
You guys
have gotten to know us better. Know Levi's crazy fruit preferences and my completely normal and radical.
A little bit basic.
Not rational. His is radical. Mine's rational.
Okay, that's good. The double R.
The double R.
Yeah.
And hopefully those student leadership news did inspire you to do more at your school. And if you are ever looking for some leadership news ideas, you can check out our website and we will be bringing out lots more podcasts this year. So always keep an eye out for these podcasts on all platforms. But for now, we've really enjoyed doing this podcast with you and we'll see you next time.
See you later.
Thanks for listening to the Student Leadership News Podcast. Interact with us on social media and follow the news online at studentleadership.news.